Now turn to part two. Complete the sentences. You now have 45 seconds in which to look at part two.
Hi, everyone. It's great to be here and have the chance to share with you what I do and why I feel it's so important. I've been passionate about animals and the environment all my life. To me, it's what matters most. Although it was quite near a town, I actually grew up on a small farm, so I was always surrounded by animals, all sorts of different things, ducks, chickens, horses. I used to milk the goats before I went to school every morning and collect the eggs when I got home. I loved that. But as I got older, I realised how other people aren't lucky enough to have this closeness to nature, particularly children brought up in cities who don't really see animals in their natural state. I also love adventure. My favourite leisure activities include going rock climbing and hiking. And once I started travelling around the world to remote places like rainforests and deserts, I got completely hooked on the plight of endangered animals and ways of trying to save them. When I got the chance to audition as the presenter on a new children's television programme about dangerous animals, I jumped at it. Although I think the best word for me to describe it is tough, I love to be out there in the natural world, so it was the perfect job for me. What makes it so perfect? What's crucial for me is that although we show lots of dangerous animals, which engages the children's interest, the strong message that runs through every programme is conservation. A large proportion of the animals we film are on the endangered list, and we've done endangered animal special programmes as well. It's my responsibility to present the wider picture that goes beyond just showing off a dangerous animal for the thrill of it. The most important thing for me is that the programme speaks to young people. They're the future, and if we can save species under threat, then it's the children who'll do it. What I want is to give them a sense of involvement with my programme in ways they'll remember and that will affect their future thinking. Children want to know what it's really like to be with me in the Arctic or in the jungle. When we're filming, we never know what's around the corner. It isn't scripted, so if I suddenly come across a giant snake, the film crew can capture my shock. Over the years, I've been charged by an elephant, followed by a tiger, and the cameras were there last year when I tripped over a crocodile in swampland and needed hospital treatment. The children loved that. How important is my work? I can't emphasise enough that TV does a remarkable job of bringing the major issues to light. It's made children more aware of things like climate change and how that affects wildlife. It's great watching them when they come across an animal they've never seen before. They're inspired and totally in awe. I do know not everyone agrees with me. Sociologists have argued that children's lives are becoming even more disconnected from the natural world because they're increasingly immersed in media and technology. I've even heard some say nature films lead children to believe that wildlife is exotic and inaccessible, and that they actually dislocate children from the everyday nature in their own gardens. If the success of my own programme is anything to go by, sociologists have got it wrong. Expeditions to the world's most remote places are still the most exciting thing for me. I've been inside a volcano and found new species in jungles, such as the world's largest rat. But I don't just show what's there. What's so important to me is to search for a way to save the places I explore. I can't bear the thought of being in this world without trying to do something to look after it. That's what matters to me. So, does anyone have any questions? Hi, everyone. It's great to be here and have the chance to share with you what I do and why I feel it's so important. I've been passionate about animals and the environment all my life. To me, it's what matters most. Although it was quite near a town, I actually grew up on a small farm, so I was always surrounded by animals, all sorts of different things, ducks, chickens, horses. I used to milk the goats before I went to school every morning and collect the eggs when I got home. I loved that. But as I got older, I realised how other people aren't lucky enough to have this closeness to nature, particularly children brought up in cities who don't really see animals in their natural state. I also love adventure. My favourite leisure activities include going rock climbing and hiking. And once I started travelling around the world to remote places like rainforests and deserts, I got completely hooked on the plight of endangered animals and ways of trying to save them. When I got the chance to audition as the presenter on a new children's television programme about dangerous animals, I jumped at it. Although I think the best word for me to describe it is tough, I love to be out there in the natural world, so it was the perfect job for me. What makes it so perfect? What's crucial for me is that although we show lots of dangerous animals, which engages the children's interest, the strong message that runs through every programme is conservation. A large proportion of the animals we film are on the endangered list, and we've done endangered animal special programmes as well. It's my responsibility to present the wider picture that goes beyond just showing off a dangerous animal for the thrill of it. The most important thing for me is that the programme speaks to young people. They're the future, and if we can save species under threat, then it's the children who'll do it. What I want is to give them a sense of involvement with my programme in ways they'll remember and that will affect their future thinking. Children want to know what it's really like to be with me in the Arctic or in the jungle. When we're filming, we never know what's around the corner. It isn't scripted, so if I suddenly come across a giant snake, the film crew can capture my shock. Over the years, I've been charged by an elephant, followed by a tiger, and the cameras were there last year when I tripped over a crocodile in swampland and needed hospital treatment. The children loved that. How important is my work? I can't emphasise enough that TV does a remarkable job of bringing the major issues to light. It's made children more aware of things like climate change and how that affects wildlife. It's great watching them when they come across an animal they've never seen before. They're inspired and totally in awe. I do know not everyone agrees with me. Sociologists have argued that children's lives are becoming even more disconnected from the natural world because they're increasingly immersed in media and technology. I've even heard some say nature films lead children to believe that wildlife is exotic and inaccessible, and that they actually dislocate children from the everyday nature in their own gardens. If the success of my own programme is anything to go by, sociologists have got it wrong. Expeditions to the world's most remote places are still the most exciting thing for me. I've been inside a volcano and found new species in jungles, such as the world's largest rat. But I don't just show what's there. What's so important to me is to search for a way to save the places I explore. I can't bear the thought of being in this world without trying to do something to look after it. That's what matters to me. So, does anyone have any questions?
That is the end of part 2.